Do what brings you joy. When we sing, our neurotransmitters connect in new and different ways, releasing endorphins that make us smarter, healthier, happier, and more creative. And when we do this with other people, the effect is amplified. Tanya DeYoung. July 1st was a big day. My sweet friend Glenn had invited my a cappella quartet, Route 66, to take part in a very special performance he was organizing, and we gladly agreed. What a wonderful opportunity to make music with some of my best friends. But now, my world was different, and I was dealing with a life-threatening disease that desperately needed my attention right now. Plus, my emotions had been rather raw for the previous 10 days. Could I really pull it together and do a live performance? I went back and forth a bit, trying not to overwhelm myself. I'd already removed so many stressful things from my life in a short time. Would singing on stage at this moment of the journey be a positive experience, or would I simply be too distracted to focus on performing? Especially a cappella music, which offers no safety net from a band backing you up. It was daunting, for sure. My amazing fellow singers / dear friends were nothing but supportive. They told me they completely understood if I needed to back out, considering everything I was dealing with at the moment, including possibly heading off to another country for treatments. In the end, I decided that I needed to do the things that truly bring me joy, and making music with my friends was one of those things. I discovered that I was stronger than I imagined and was able to put aside everything that was going on in my life relating to the cancer and lose myself in the moment. It was a magical evening, and I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to make music in the middle of the tornado happening in my life. When we finished our last number and walked off stage into the wings, Glenn greeted me with one of his long and loving hugs. I fell apart and began sobbing. I had been holding in so many fears and emotions over the last week and a half, and it was all coming out now. Then my three wonderful friends joined in on the giant group hug. We had pulled it off, and we had done it together. This would turn out to be a resonating theme for my entire journey.